Amanda White, the public outreach manager at the Green Bank Observatory, explains the Globe at Night program and how by participating you can both enjoy West Virginia's ideal dark skies and their outstanding stargazing opportunities, and help out science by becoming an amateur astronomist documenting the stars that you observe.
The Green Bank Observatory Science Center has launched a West Virginia Dark Skies Initiative. And this was important to us for several reasons. Dark skies are important to the Earth, and April 22nd marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, which is really awesome. We thought, what a better way to commemorate this accomplishment than by teaching what light pollution is and the importance of dark skies to ecosystems and to Earth. Dark skies are also important to astronomy. Light pollution does not negatively impact observations with radio telescopes as much as our colleagues and collaborators at optical observatories, but it's still important. And stargazing is just plain fun and a treasure that we don't want to lose. Looking up at the stars is especially nice with today's unique times because we're all searching for safe activities to do while social distancing. So we'd love people to join us in this movement, and there are ways to help. One way is by participating in the Globe at Night program. Globe at Night is an international campaign to raise awareness of the impact of light pollution by inviting the public to measure and report their night sky brightness observations. West Virginia has some darkest skies on the East Coast with wonderful stargazing opportunities, and we'd love to get the state recognized for that.
Amanda says that the dates of the current Globe at Night campaign are April 14th through the 23rd, during which times the public can participate in the dark skies surveys.
The campaigns are scheduled during optimum stargazing conditions and sky survey responses from citizen scientists, which anyone can be. So we are hoping we can get lots and lots of people from across the state to participate in these surveys. People can access more information about the West Virginia Dark Skies Initiative by finding Green Bank Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Hashtag WV Dark Skies directly links to resources about this program. We'll be posting more about how people can help. We'll be giving away a night sky bundle of items from our gift shop. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we hope that people will check us out online and join us in showing what a beautiful view we have here in West Virginia.
You were saying the campaign was about measuring light. How would people do that individually?
You do these measurements with your naked eye, and I'll be doing some videos about how exactly to fill out these surveys. They are on globeatnight.org. And it walks you right through how to fill out this survey. So you'll start with the time at which you took the observation, and you'll put in the coordinates for your location. Each campaign runs from a different constellation, and our next campaign, the constellation, is going to be Leo. So it maps out the different stars that you can see from that constellation, and just using your eye, you will match up what you can see from where you live with the appropriate chart showing which of the brightest stars you are able to view from where you live.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.